I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and welcome to our self-care practice of the week. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So it's Friday today, and Fridays we normally do something actionable around self-care. We have the theme for this day is Feel Good Friday, and I love to leave all of you guys with something actionable that we can bring into the weekend to help us feel good. Now, this being the Yoga Girl podcast, I know so many of you listening are in the yoga world. You're practicing yoga or meditation. You're into mindfulness, wellness. You're looking to find balance and happiness in your life. And today, I want to dedicate this episode and leave you with the action to take some time out of your day today to actively seek out Black teachers who teach and share their information and teachings around that thing that you love to practice every day. Meaning, if you're a yogi and you practice yoga all the time, to actually look for the people of color who are teaching yoga in your area. If you're meditating, you take a meditation class every week, you go to a meditation studio or a space like that, that you actually take some time to seek out similar types of teachers, but from the Black community who are offering those services as well. We all know the wellness industry is extremely dominated by white people. It's a very white dominant space. And actually taking the time to do the tiny little bit of work that it's going to take for you to seek out Black teachers in this space. There are amazing people out there doing this amazing kind of work. And chances are that the teachers that you're practicing with right now are white. Knowing that the majority of teachers in this space actually are. It's also who we see represented in magazines and in the online space as well. So doing a little bit of research around that right now. Google is your friend here, right? So it's super easy for you to input your location, your city, plus yoga teacher of color. You know, so easy to find people in your actual area who offer amazing classes that you are going to love. Now, if you're in a space right now where you're not practicing physically, you're not going to studios, many of us are, you're taking classes online, well, you are in luck because there are literally limitless resources out there and so many amazing teachers to learn from, amazing classes to take. And supporting teachers from the Black community, not just with our voices, but with our dollars, is a hugely important thing to do. And what a fantastic way to learn from different kinds of people, right? To find different variations of teachings, to open yourself up to actually learning something new, right? It's actually very easy to get into a rut with the teacher that we have. You know, if you've been practicing the same kind of yoga with the same teacher for a really long time, it's a good thing to get out there and look for new teachers as well. So specifically this week and into the future, that we support the Black community in every way we can. And doing that by purchasing their products and services is a really great place to start. Now, I'm going to share a couple of resources that you can look into right now. So, of course, this being the Yoga Girl podcast, I would like to share that on yogagirl.com, we have teachers of color who offer amazing classes. And I'm sure you've been there. Maybe you're already practicing on the site. Teachers like Diane Bondi, like Maite Onochi, we have Rocky Hiron. We have amazing teachers on the site who offer beautiful classes. Now, if you're looking for something different, I would love to take a moment right now to highlight two beautiful platforms created by, founded by people of color. The first one is Liberate Meditation. It's a really great meditation app. You can also find it on liberatemeditation.com. It's created for and by people of color. So there are beautiful meditation classes. There are different kinds of teachers. Highly recommend it. The other platform that I want to highlight for a moment is The Underbelly. Super cool initiative created by the amazing Jessamine Stanley. I'm sure many of you follow her already. Kick-ass classes that will make you feel so centered and grounded in your body. This completely beautifully open space for everyone to join. And some really cool teachers to practice with, of course. So what an exciting action to have for this day and this weekend. Like, hey, let's seek out some amazing people from the Black communities to support Yoga Makes Us Feel Good. So let's find some teachers from the Black community. They are out there. Now, maybe you're already practicing with them today. That's amazing. Continue supporting. And if this is an eye-opener for you, you know, maybe you're not used to taking classes led by Black people, this is a great place to start. Like, hey, why haven't I branched out before? Why am I continuously seeking out the white people in my space? And making this decision right now just to consciously seek out teachers from other cultures, from other backgrounds, it's only going to enhance your practice. So thank you so much for taking a moment out of your day to continuing to do the work. We can do the work in every area of our lives. We can do different kinds of work at the same time. This is such a multi-layered conversation. And I think doing this within the spiritual practice that you already have around yoga and meditation is such a great place to be. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a good weekend. I hope you're taking good care of yourself. I hope you're continuing to learn. And I'll be back on Monday.